providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBAV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than floors. Wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. We go to the Daily Dodge TV studio, and it's time for community comment. It's 10:09 at WBEV, and without further ado, here is Justin Wilski.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. I am Justin Wilski here with today's community comment. Sitting here with me today, I do have Recreation Director Jana Stevens and Recreation Supervisor Katie Kramer from the Rec Department. How are you doing today, ladies?
Great. Thank you.
Glad to have you guys on. Of course, a lot of stuff happening in Beaver Dam. We were just sitting here before the show, and I was paging through the Community Center Courier, which gave me a copy of today. And as I was paging through, I was picking out stuff that I didn't even realize was a thing. Didn't even know we had available to us here in Beaver Dam. And I feel like that is maybe a theme for some people.
That's right. So we do recommend that people grab the courier. They can find hard copies of it at the Watermark, which is where the Recreation Department is located. Mm-hmm. And they can also find it at the public library, Piggly Wiggly, the market, and lots of other businesses around town. And it's also available 24/7 on our website. We have a very robust city website, and the Parks and Recreation page has our program guide, the Community Center Courier, as well as online registration link, and all the information that they need to get involved with our programs and activities.
That's absolutely awesome. Online resources are always nice, but I have to admit, I'm a little old school still. I still like getting these occasionally, and it's nice knowing that someplace you can pick it up, especially if maybe you're a tourist coming to the area and you happen to be passing through.
Find
a way to grab it.
Right. You know, it really is geared toward people who live here in the community and the surrounding area to participate in our programs, activities, and services, but it's very valuable to people that are just visiting from out of town, because we have information about our boat launches, watercraft rentals, and lots of other activities that they can get involved in. You know, Arts and Peony Fest is coming up this weekend. There will be lots of people in town for that. And we have a concert on Wednesday night in the park. So if they're here early and want to enjoy that, that's free. We have all sorts of things available. So like you said, a paper copy is really good because you can go through it, you can flag the things that you're interested in, and then we always send out those friendly reminders with email blasts, and we do lots of social media posts to remind people of things that are happening, because let's face it, people are busy, time flies, and they need those reminders.
Social media posts, does that mean that the Record Department has their own social media presence?
We do, especially Facebook. We do a lot of posting on Facebook, have a great number of followers, and so that's a great way to learn about things that we have or to get those reminders. And if they just go to the city website, to our page, our Facebook page is there, or they can find that information in the courier on page 2, all the ways that they can connect with us.
There you go. And that, again, is courier. If you're watching on Daily Dodge TV, got a copy right here in my hand. Well worth checking out. You mentioned concerts, and I am seeing we got some Wednesday Night Lives kicking off starting tomorrow.
Right. Wednesday Night Live is back, and we are going big. We have Eric Diamond and the Ultimate Legends Band coming to Swan Park tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30. And rest assured that if it does rain or if there's a threat of bad weather, we will move inside to the high school auditorium. So that event is happening rain or shine. And we've had Eric Diamond perform for us for several years now. He usually performs on his own, does an awesome job. He's always amazing, and people come out to see him. But people have been asking about the band. They want to see him perform with the band. So we did it this year, and Eric will be here tomorrow night, 7 to 8:30, either at Swan Park Band Shell or the high school depending on the weather.
It is great that you guys have that fallback option for that inclement weather, because you don't want to miss out on a cool concert like this.
Right, right. So it does give us that assurance, and it's great. We don't have to reschedule or cancel. We always have an option.
I like that. And a few other great, I don't know if you want to highlight a few of the other ones that are coming up throughout the season.
Absolutely. So, of course, we have the Beaver Dam Community Band. They will be performing next week, as well as a couple of other dates throughout the summer. They always perform three times as part of our Wednesday night concert series at Swan Park. We also have Eddie Rivers and the Wurlitzer Kings.
Big fan of Eddie.
Oh, he is amazing. Just, you know, a true talent. And so people enjoy Eddie Rivers and his band. We also have the Elwood Lee Band playing this summer. People always love to come out to see Elwood Lee and his band. Rural Route 3 is a new addition. They're not new to Beaver Dam. A lot of people are familiar with them. They play old school country, and they say it's done right. Old school country done right is what they play. And so they have a great following, and people have been asking for us to put them in the rotation. So that's happening this year. And we also have Poverty and Panic, another fun local band. And they play a mix of new and old music across all sorts of genres. So they're another band that many people in the area are familiar with, and definitely worth coming out for on Wednesday nights.
There you go. Well worth it. Wednesday Night Live, again, at the Band Shell there at Swan Park, or if weather issues are concerning, then, of course, at the Beaver Dam High School. I'm assuming if the weather is going to push you guys inside, a post goes out on social media. People know how to see that.
Yes, and that's exactly why people should follow us. So if they follow us on Facebook, they'll get that information. We do like to make the decision as early as possible. It's usually early afternoon, so we can get the word out. I know that your station has been great about helping us get the word out over the radio, so we try to get it out in a few different ways. We do an email blast as well to the people that are in our database. They have to be signed up and in our database to get those emails, but we get the word out however we can. And then, of course, like one of our regulars, she told me one time, she said, well, I just go by the park, and if nothing's going on at the park, then I know that it's at the high school.
It's a pretty common sense way to handle it.
Yeah, pretty logical.
I like that. We do have to take a quick break here on Community Comment. When we come back, we're going to breeze through a lot of other things that are fun to do here in the Beaver Dam area. So stay tuned for more on 95.3 WBEV.
Is your business celebrating an anniversary, hosting a special event, or looking to drive foot traffic and boost your brand in the community? Then it's time to jump on board with 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge Broad Fries. Get ready to make room for our grills. We're inviting local businesses to become official Broad Fry hosts this season. It's a fun, high-energy way to bring customers to your location and create buzz around your business. You'll even partner with a local nonprofit organization to give back to the community while you grow. And this year's Broad Fry season will feature attendance-based guaranteed cash prizes for fans. All will be encouraged to get their stamp cards ready and participate at all Broad Fries on site. Everyone can follow along throughout the season. If they get their stamp card stamped five times, they're entered into a random drawing for those guaranteed cash prizes.
No purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
It's great food, great crowds, and community impact. To become a host location, visit DailyDodge.com today and fire up your next event.
It's great to see you again, Randy. You're my best friend, and I have more flooring troubles for you to solve. I purchased a second lakefront property with my massive wealth, and it could use your professional touch, but I'm almost embarrassed for you to see them.
Relax, Wally. This is a judgment-free zone. We're here for you if you need new floors, but I'm not going to hug you.
These floors make me uncomfortable, Randy. I feel like they're judging me.
Well, let's turn that judgment into jealousy. At Professional Floor Covering in Beaver Dam, we've got carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, ceramic, you just name it. We'll measure, help you design, keep it all within budget, whether you're a big shot like Wally or the average Joe.
And I think I'll have you look at my kitchen and bathroom while you're there, too.
That sounds great, Wally. To give your floor a fresh start to the season, just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam. Let the team at Professional Floor Covering turn your frustrations into fascination today.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Because life is better with the freedom to move.
Celebrate art, blooms, and creativity at the Wisconsin Arts and Peony Festival in Beaver Dam, the second weekend of June. Explore the art market on Saturday. Enjoy stunning art and quilt exhibits and a live chalk art competition. Take part in community mural painting, art and sewing classes, colorful yarn bombing displays, and the fan favorite brunch and blossoms stroll. Tour Ovens Peony Farm, the largest cut peony farm in Wisconsin, and experience the brand new Jung's Garden Center Peony Field Tours. Plan your blooming weekend getaway now at Visit Beaver Dam.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
1020 at WBEV, cloudy skies and 74 degrees. Back to the Daily Dodge TV studio and Justin Wilski.
And welcome back into Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Again, sitting down today with Recreation Director Jana Stevens and Recreation Supervisor Katie Kramer. Just learned something really cool for those of you who have not yet had a chance to grab one of the community center couriers. There's a great reason to get one. You want to keep notified of things. We all carry around these wonderful devices in our pocket called cell phones. People can actually opt in to getting text notifications from you guys and specific to what they're looking for. So if they're looking for something related to general rec department stuff, they can get it. That's where they might get notified if there is a rain or weather delay as well. Maybe they're not checking social media. But even everything from, I see BD Rec Golf, volleyball updates, youth program updates, tennis updates, all just by opting in to getting a text.
Right. A lot of our programs are outside. They're weather dependent, and some of them we need to cancel if the weather is bad. Others, we move them to another location. And so that's a great way to stay informed.
Now, I see one of those ways that you can get informed and stay notified on is regarding the youth programs that are going on. And Katie, you've got some information on those.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many fun things happening. And I have on my staff T-shirt today.
I see that.
If you see an orange shirt, bright orange shirt, out and about in the community, it's likely one of our programs happening out there.
There you go.
So there's so many things in the next couple weeks. Starting today, we have steamy summer science activities. Those are going to be super fun. Those are something that you'd register for that's going to be out at the Swan Park Mill Street Shelter, and those are going to be every Tuesday. We have two different age groups and then two different sessions coming up, one from June into July and one from July to August.
There you go.
We have another fun program starting tomorrow. Wednesday, Play in the Park. We're going to be out at the Swan Park Splash Pad, and we're just going to be out there bringing the fun so people can just drop in. They can do a fun activity, maybe do a craft. They won't miss our big fun flag, our orange T-shirts. There might even be some other ways that they'll be able to identify us out in the park, and they can come say hi and have some fun.
A good chunk of our team was out at the Splash Pad just recently, and I think Wally spent a lot of time running around in his bathing suit, so well worth it.
It sure was. It was a good time had by all. Then on Thursdays, we always have programming from Marsh Haven, either a program called Storytime with a Critter, or that's for like a 3 to 5-ish kids. And then Nuts for Nature is for kids who are a little bit older. The Storytime with a Critter program is free, but we really like people to register just so we know how many people are going to be coming. Right. Nuts for Nature is not free, but same thing. We definitely want you to register because we want to know how many people are going to be there so that we can have enough amazing activities for everybody. We have a lot of camps that are coming up. Okay. Those are partnerships between other organizations in the community. And so those are going to be so much fun. We have sewing camp next week as a partnership with the Nancy Zeman Sewing Studio. Each day there's a different activity. People can sign up for one, or they can sign up for the entire week, whatever they really want. That's for ages 8 to 15. They're going to make an apron, a bucket hat, a t-shirt pillow, log cabin quilt, or lounge pants. That one's super popular, the lounge pants.
I see, and they've got these, like, you got full pages for these camps. So they can really see what's about. Get the kids excited. Show them the images.
Absolutely.
Show them what they can make.
We have Youth Enrichment League coming up. Those are really fun sort of tech camps for kids, ages 6 through 8, 7 to 11, 9 to 12, 10 to 14. And those are a couple different dates in June and July. Like video game design is one group, and then robotics is going to be another group. Those are super fun.
Those are nice. I like those. Those would be for me if I was in that age category.
You would love it. And next up is Dodge County Center for the Arts Art Camp. And the one that we have in June is from the 22nd to the 25th, and that's for ages 4 through 6. There's still some spots available. It's going to be so much fun.
Only a couple.
Just a couple,
yeah.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the next month, so July will be that next age group, and then August will be that oldest age group. So there's plenty of art fun for everyone, including a lot of art programming at Art in the Town. Youth Clay Lab, Youth Art Club, Pottery Wheel Experience, all kinds of activities. Again, full page, many full pages of that activity with that partnership in the Courier.
And a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. If you love enrichment life sports like golf, like tennis, like aerial yoga, or just regular yoga, we have those opportunities for youth of all ages. And so lots and lots. If you love nature, we have that fun partnership going on with Marsh Haven. They were out at the park with us. They had an owl and a snake and a tortoise. All of those great experiences to get to see fun another fun organization that's out in the community that we partner with.
Now I see here something about a partnership looks like with Wayland Academy coming up soon. Is that Family Fest?
Family Fest is coming up. That's actually an event that's hosted for through Dodge County Public Health and WIC, and we'll be participating with that and having a booth there so that we can share what activities are available for families and around Beaver Dam and Dodge County.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Now, for people who are maybe looking to get, I don't want to say away from Dodge County, but maybe you want to take a day trip with the family and friends. You guys offer something where people can get like discounted tickets to stuff, right?
We do. We offer that program from May 1st through the end of August every year. We have several different attractions, tickets for several different attractions in the Dells, Wisconsin Dells. Everything from Jet Boat Adventures, Land of Natura, Mount Olympus, Noah's Ark, several different Wisconsin Dells locations where people can get those attraction tickets at a deeply discounted fee. We also have tickets to the Milwaukee County Zoo, and those are always popular. We do take cash, check, credit, and debit cards for those. And people can purchase those at the Watermark at the Recreation Department office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So as you're making your plans for the summer, be sure to keep that in mind. Not only are the prices excellent, but it also supports our department a little bit. We get a little bit of a commission on each of the tickets that we sell, and we're able to use that money for some things that aren't in our regular city budget.
That is awesome. And there's a lot of things on here that I think about, you know, for my family, we do little day trips or whatever through the summer because you don't always have time to get away for a full amount of time.
Right.
You know, things like Mount Olympus or Noah's Ark or, you know, little mini golf or even the ducks.
Right.
I mean, it's something you're going to probably do if you're going to the Dells anyways.
Exactly.
Why not save a little bit of money and help out your local community, right?
Exactly.
I'm a big fan of that. We've got a little bit of time left here, and there's a topic that we do want to talk about because these activities aren't just for kids and families, but also there's stuff for seniors as well.
That's right. We have the Senior Expo coming up on Wednesday. This Wednesday, June 10th, at the Family Center, the Senior Expo will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will have a booth there with all of our information on senior activities and services, as well as lots of giveaways. We have some fun things to give away, and we will also be hosting bingo twice that day, 9:30 and 11:30. People can come out, and we'll have one of our seasoned bingo callers calling bingo, and myself and Julia from Charleston House will be checking cards and giving out prizes and just having a great time. there are going to be lots of great resources for seniors in the community. And even, you know, if people have parents, if they're, you know, maybe they're not looking for the services and activities for themselves, but maybe they need to find out what those resources are for their parents or grandparents. It's for all ages to come out and enjoy.
That is a really good point there. I think sometimes, you know, if my history has been an indication, sometimes the senior members of the family don't always want to go out and acknowledge the fact that they're getting up there in age and that they might need some of these resources. And so it's not a bad idea for, you know, those kids and grandkids to maybe go check this out and see what's out there and available. Have you been working on your bingo calling voice?
So I'm going to leave the bingo calling up to one of our seasoned veterans,
okay.
One of our callers. I'm ready to jump in if needed.
All right.
So I can handle it if needed. But I usually like to check the cards and give out the prizes.
Giving out the prizes is kind of the best part.
Yeah.
I got into a little bit of bingo calling out at the Dodge County Fairgrounds when we do our senior day. And, you know, there are times I've gotten yelled at, you know, you got to really enunciate that B28, you know, if you don't want to actually, now I'm going to get yelled at because 28 can't be in the B's. Somebody out there is going to call and remind me of that.
That's right. But there is a little bit of an art to it, as you've discovered.
There definitely is. Another thing I want to think about, because I'm thinking now, and I know this isn't one of the topics we talked about, but we're getting into some pretty hot summer months. And I know people like to go for walks, especially those seniors. Are people able to still come walk at the Watermark?
Yes, we have the walkway at the Watermark, and it's available all year round. We like to say that it's climate controlled. If it's hot and humid outside or rainy, the temperature is nice and it's comfortable at the Watermark. 17 times around the walkway equals a mile. Some people like to count the distance. Other people go by time. So, but either way, it's a nice, comfortable, inviting place to walk.
There you go. And you don't have to be a senior to utilize the
walkway.
That's
right.
I know that because my wife and I have been out there at least twice. And my wife has a little, she repurposed a knitting clicker to count her laps so she can make sure she gets her mile in.
Yeah. And you make a good point. The Watermark in general is for all ages. We have some of our youth camps. Katie mentioned the Yell camps, the robotics and coding and some of our other programs like that. Those are happening at the Watermark. We do lots of other things for people of all ages. It's a senior center. It is our community's senior center, but it's truly a community center for all ages.
There you go. And of course, I want to remind everybody, if you haven't had a chance yet to grab one of the community center couriers, you can find those at which locations again?
At the Watermark, the library, Piggly Wiggly, Fox Brothers Piggly Wiggly, the market, several different businesses around town have them sitting out in their lobbies and other areas. And they can, of course, find it online on the city website on the Parks and Recreation page.
There you go. And, of course, follow the Beaver Dam Recreation Department on Facebook and consider those text notifications as well. Jana Stevens, director with the Recreation Department, and Katie Kramer, supervisor with the Rec Department as well. Thank you guys so much for coming on. A lot of great stuff going on in Beaver Dam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Community Comment here next on 95.3 WBEV.